You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What time is it?
You're locked into the flagship, an Ole Miss podcast powered by College Corner.
Here we go.
One, two.
Get your daily Rebel sports fix at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com.
Welcome into the flagship. I'm your host, Zach Berry. It is Tuesday, November 26th, as Ole Miss prepares for its regular season finale against the Mississippi State Bulldogs on Friday, not Saturday. The calendar will be sped up a little bit for us as far as content goes. We will have your Ole Miss Spirit Twitch stream this evening. As I said, I'm recording this Tuesday afternoon, so it will be Tuesday evening. So that will be up for your viewing pleasure Wednesday. If you want to join me live and join the conversation as we talk about the Egg Bowl and pretty much anything else you want to talk about with Ole Miss, then you can do that. The link will be at omspirit.com on the message board. Or if you just want to just simply put it in, twitch.tv/Zach_Berry. You can find the stream there. The show is brought to you by our good friends, College Corner. Each and every day we do this show, College Corner is the reason why. 3 locations, Oxford, Ridgeland, Flowood. Go check them out if you can in person. If you can't, go check them out at collegecornerstore.com. They have got tons and tons and tons of stuff if you're looking for Christmas gifts or you're trying to get a last-minute quarter zip or a jacket for Friday or for the bowl game or for the college football playoff. Yes, the college football playoff. Ole Miss is still alive, and we'll probably get into that a little bit more on our show, Hit That Line, this week. We will record that Wednesday evening, so that will be ready for you before games start on Friday, if you're looking to make some money. Because, look, a little humble brag here for the fellas as part of the Legal Gambling Council. It's been a really, really good year for us as far as picking games against the spread. Monster week last week as collectively the group went 17-6. We are now 195-127 against the spread, which is pretty remarkable. So we will talk more about the college football playoff and all that as the rankings will come out tonight. So we will have some stuff to react to on that show. I also want to remind you, this show is brought to you by our good buddy Drew Moak and USA Benefits Group. It's Medicare enrollment season, and if you're looking to get that knocked out and taken care of before the holidays get here, give Drew a call, 601-953-8449, or check out his website, quoteswithdrew.com, and get your free quote. He's been busy working around the clock, working around this Ole Miss football season, and he's making sure that all of his clients are in the best plan for them. A couple more housekeeping items. You see the Roback logo down there. You go check out Roback. Go to roback.com. Use promo code JUICE, and you get 20% off anything that you buy at roback.com. We are also brought to you by our good friends at Homefield Apparel, homefieldapparel.com. You can use the promo code LASTDANCE24 for 15% off. Use that promo code if you've already taken advantage of the Black Friday sale where everything's 30% off. So Homefield Apparel is really ramping up for the holidays and doing everyone a solid with that. All right, so let's get into today's show. a little bit. We're going to talk recruiting, but it's not going to be a heavy hitter talking about, you know, flips and stuff like that. You know, we reserve that for the premium content on the site. I will talk a little bit about it, but honestly, we're not going to talk heavy recruiting because there's really not much to say. I put some of the intel up. Billy Embody, the newest member of the Ole Miss Spirit team, has put up a couple items as well. So we've got all that covered for you on the site. And like I said, there's not really much to say right now. A lot of wait and see with this weekend. Who shows up Friday? Who shows up Saturday? I know I posted last weekend. The staff is expecting to have a pretty big list for Friday and Saturday. Probably a little bit of a combination of it's the holidays, and I think there are going to be some guys that want to stay after Friday's game or show up Saturday and stay through Sunday. There's going to probably be some official visits that are taken this weekend. So we'll have more of that as I will be in town on Friday for the game. So I'll be able to confirm who will be in attendance. But so for today, a good buddy of mine sent me this a little earlier, and I thought it was pretty interesting. But looking at the website BetIQ, you can take a look at different conferences, win-loss records from certain time frames to now. And this one stood out to me. Since 2021, so since, you know, post-COVID, because 2020 was a weird year. The games still count, but it was weird. You know, Ole Miss played a bowl game, played in the Outback Bowl, beat an Indiana team that was ranked, but it was still a weird year. So since 2021, the win-loss records in the SEC, Georgia obviously leads the way at 51-4 since 2021. Alabama right there behind them at 44-9, the tail end of that Nick Saban era. A lot of wins. Number three is Ole Miss at 37-13. Think about that. Since 2021, Ole Miss, third winningest team in the Southeastern Conference. I know probably going to be some people out there that are going to, you know, well, you know, hang the banner, you know, whoop-de-doo. I get it. But in the grand scheme of things, when you look at where Ole Miss was in 2019, you get Lane Kiffin, 2020 is whatever, and then 2021 to now, 37 wins. I know this year is probably going to be looked at as, you know, quote, a failure or, you know, an embarrassing display with the talent that's on this roster. I get it. Ole Miss lost three games. It had no business losing. But winning 37 games since 2021 and being the third winningest program in the SEC is pretty impressive. And that includes Texas. That includes Oklahoma. That includes, obviously, Tennessee, LSU, the rest of the SEC. What I'm getting at with this podcast today is Ole Miss has recruited at a very, very high level via the portal the last couple cycles. You're starting to see a little bit more emphasis on the high school ranks. Right now, you look at Ole Miss, number 16 in the team rankings. You got 1 5-star in Caleb Cunningham. You got 9 4-stars. The average star rating is really good. It's pretty close to a top 15 team ranking with that. You're right there outside the top 15 overall. 21 commits. You look at the last year's class in 2024. Really solid high school class for Lane Kiffin, 20th. You look at 2023, and Ole Miss right around that same spot, 20. And then back to 2022, right there when the portal kind of took off. Ole Miss was right at 22, so been top 25. And then if we go to 2021, when we started this grade here of looking at how many wins, Ole Miss was 17. So hovering around the 20s, you've had, you know, 17 and 21, and then now you're at 16, right outside the top 15. It's time for Ole Miss to start recruiting like it's an elite program. And I think Ole Miss has done that via the portal. When you talk about elite recruiting, obviously you've seen How that has matriculated in the last couple of years. Obviously, the quarterback, Jackson Dart, who is has a chance to go down statistically as the most decorated quarterback in the history of the program. You've seen it with the defensive line this year. Walter Nolan, Princely Mommy-Ellen, Jared Ivey, who doesn't feel like a transfer anymore because he's been there so long. J.J. Pegues, same thing. It's been a dominant group up front. Last year in 2024, per on three, Ole Miss had the fourth-ranked transfer portal class. You go back to 2023, Ole Miss was right there at number four. And then 2022, when on three started keeping track of the portal rankings, Ole Miss had the number one class. So Ole Miss is recruiting like an elite program, or as our buddy J.D. Piquel likes to say, program. And shout out to J.D., new father. Welcome to the resistance. Yeah, it's time to be a program and recruit like that. And Ole Miss wants to be in the college football playoff discussion. They're in it right now. I know people are saying, give it up. It's over. It's not over. Ole Miss is still very much in the picture. We'll see exactly how close to the picture Ole Miss is tonight when they release the rankings. But things drastically changed last Saturday evening. Ole Miss, clock hits zero in Gainesville. Ole Miss is pretty much done. You got three losses. Two of them are pretty bad. I've come to the point now where I think the LSU loss, if it was just the one loss, if you were a 10-1 team right now and you just had an overtime loss at LSU, nobody's going to hold that against you. But Kentucky at home is a double-digit favorite, and then Florida on the road is a double-digit favorite. Those are some pretty impressive black eyes there on the resume. But you whip Georgia. You whip South Carolina on the road, who is now all of a sudden playing like gangbusters. You dominate Oklahoma in the second half and get a double-digit win at home when Alabama goes and scores 3 points on the road. So right now it's pretty much Ole Miss and Alabama being compared to get that fourth spot in the SEC. So there's a lot of moving parts here. But going back to recruiting like an elite program, you want to be in that college football playoff discussion. I do think the field is going to expand. I don't know if it'll be as soon as next year. I think it will eventually get to 16. It might be 14 next year. But I think that the powers that be with college football are going to realize that this is a humongous moneymaker machine, and they're going to need to expand it to just have more games and make it more exciting and just have more parity. The playoff, the tournament format is built for that. You see March Madness, you see FCS, you see pretty much anything that uses a tournament format like that. There's always some chaos that happens, and I think college football can really benefit from that. We've seen chaos in the regular season all year. So why not just add it for the postseason? It just makes everything more interesting.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
So right now, I think Ole Miss is poised to continue to recruit like an elite program. You've got a really good high school class. There are a couple targets that remain on the board that are committed elsewhere that Ole Miss is trying to flip. We will see if those targets show up on Friday, if they show up on Saturday. If they do, things are going to get interesting. If they don't, okay, tough break. There's some notable guys inside the state of Mississippi that are committed to out-of-state schools right now. That's just kind of how it goes sometimes. But you're still a top 20 class, and you're probably most likely going to be poised to have another top five transfer portal class. Ole Miss has shown since 2022 that it's going to have at least a top five class. I know there's been a lot of talk about the Grove Collective and how this season will affect it. I don't think it ultimately will. Again, people are going to grovel, and for good reason. This is arguably the most talented roster Ole Miss has ever had. Definitely in my 36 years on this earth. Some inexcusable losses, a lot of questions with personnel, with game planning, decisions in crunch time, whatever. At the end of the day, I think Ole Miss fans deep down know whether it's 9-3, whether it's 10-3 in a bowl game, or it's, you know, 10-4 in the playoff. You win one, whatever. I think deep down Ole Miss fans know that this program is headed in the right direction at a pretty high rate of speed here. Again, third winningest program in the SEC since 2021. And I mean, you're seven games back from Alabama. And if I have my liberal arts math here, you're 14 games back from Georgia. So huge gap there, but you're still right there in the thick of it in that, you know, top tier, right outside the top tier in the SEC. It's going to be tougher to maintain because everybody has NIL now. Everybody is getting in the portal. But regardless of what you think about some of the stuff that Lane Kiffin has done this year, he seems to be the right guy for the job. He seems to be the perfect fit for Ole Miss and its needs for NIL and its needs for the portal. Ole Miss is recruiting like an elite program, but it's not a traditional elite program. It's not a traditional recruiting powerhouse. So this is huge. This is pivotal for Ole Miss moving forward to be active in the portal and to be active in the collective and be competitive in those NIL markets and those NIL package deals. I think you're going to see that again. I think it's going to be a theme for the foreseeable future. As long as Lane Kiffin is the head coach, Ole Miss is going to be able to compete for top portal targets and to compete for top targets as well. I mean, Caleb Cunningham, huge flip by Ole Miss. You really take advantage of that momentum after the Georgia win. You get it done. That's huge. Top player in the state of Mississippi. Five-star wide receiver, you got to get those dudes. Now, what about the five-star quarterback in Deuce Knight? What about the four-star offensive lineman in Tyler Miller? What's going to happen with those guys? We'll see what happens Friday or Saturday if they show up. But right now, I think that it's imperative for Ole Miss to continue to recruit like this to maintain its status as a, quote, elite program. If you're looking at the wins and losses in the last 4 years, Ole Miss is an elite program in the SEC. Again, like I said, that does include Texas and Oklahoma that are down there in the fifth and sixth spot. So the fact that you're winning at a 74% clip since 2021, it's pretty remarkable. Now, I know everybody's going to say, well, who cares about that? We only care about the now. I understand. But if you look at the total package here, you look at the whole picture, you have some context and you can conceptualize this a little bit. Lane Kiffin is doing things at Ole Miss that no one's ever done. It was the fastest to, I believe, 40 wins in Ole Miss history, and that includes every coach. Johnny Vaught won a lot. Ole Miss, under Lane Kiffin, more successful. Now, yeah, sure, Johnny Vaught had a couple national titles, some SEC championships, sure. Different era, it's hard to compare them, but if you look at just wins and losses, Lane Kiffin got there faster. So I don't know if this is just like a PSA to everyone to just kind of take a breath and, you know, relax a little bit. Last week's sucked. I mean, that was tough to watch. Kentucky earlier this year sucked, tough to watch. LSU, obviously, overtime, tough. But the program is headed in the right direction in terms of recruiting to maintain the trajectory it's on when it comes to comparing to Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee, Texas, Oklahoma, LSU. Missouri's down there. I don't think that Ole Miss really competes with Missouri head-to-head for a lot of dudes. A&M's down there. Ole Miss does compete head-to-head. South Carolina's down there. Everybody else that Ole Miss really competes against head-to-head is down at the bottom. Arkansas, Florida, Mississippi State, Auburn, they're way down there. Not even in the green in terms of win percentage clip. So I guess that's kind of what we're at right now. Just kind of a, you know, hey, let's all take a step back and kind of take a look at the whole picture here and realize that, the immediate result sucked last week and the immediate result might be tough to swallow Tuesday night when they release the playoff rankings. We don't know. We'll see. I don't know what it's going to be. No one knows but the committee. So everybody, like I just did, just collect yourself. Just positive thinking here, positive thoughts. Ole Miss has a chance on Friday to right some wrongs, dominate a Mississippi State team that I have no words for how this defense that Mississippi State has is legendary bad. Saw this earlier today. 121st in scoring, 123rd in fourth downs, 125th in rushing, 127th in total defense, 128th in third downs and first downs, 131st in tackles for loss, and 132nd in passing efficiency and sacks. Easily the worst defense I've ever seen Mississippi State have in my lifetime. It's probably the worst defense in the SEC. I mean, I think if Ole Miss gets it done, I think it's the I have to find the stat that our very own Nicholas Carr sent us the other day in the group text. But I mean, this is a team. This is a Mississippi State team that could go winless in the SEC and will be the first team not named Vanderbilt in a long time. The last one to do it, I believe, is Kentucky. I cannot remember the year, but it's hard to go winless in the SEC. The SEC is tough. Look at this year. I mean, Ole Miss is a perfect example. There are games that you just lose that have no rhyme or reason. It's just hard. The fact that Mississippi State has no wins, and it's very likely that they end with no wins. Ole Miss will be a heavy favorite, and for good reason. And throw out all the other bullshit from last week and everything else, and I know everybody's mad and whatever, but on paper, on the field, this is a more talented team. I mean, I've seen Bill Connolly of ESPN predicts it as a 46-10 win for Ole Miss. Now, I know that's just a computer-generated thing, whatever. You still got to play the game. You know, they predicted Ole Miss would beat Florida, and they didn't. So you still got to do it, but Ole Miss goes 9-3, and again, just for context, I know I've said the total, like the totality of the winning attitude and culture that Lane Kiffin has built at Ole Miss. You look at after COVID, 10-3, then you have the little step back at 8-5, then you have 11-2, big win over Penn State, the Peach Bowl. Now you're 8-3, a chance to go 9-3. I mean, that's pretty damn good run in four seasons. So everybody take a breath and just kind of take some solace in the fact that you know that Ole Miss is going to continue to recruit well in the transfer portal, and they're going to continue to pick their spots in high school recruiting, and they're going to continue to build around what ultimately the transfer portal kind of started for Ole Miss in 2022 when you win 11 games for the first time ever. And now you're poised to potentially crash the party and get into the college football playoff at 9-3. We'll see. Got to win on Friday first, but it is good that Ole Miss gets to play on Friday before everything else starts. And then you have a whole other week of championship week. Some teams can lose. What happens if the ACC is only one bid lead? You know, what happens, you know, if Vandy beats Tennessee, if Auburn beats Alabama, a lot can go wrong in this whole race. A&M beats Texas at home. Does that knock Texas out? A lot to look, we're going to have a lot of we're going to have part of the answer tonight when they release the rankings for the College Football Playoff. But again, I guess this whole thesis for this podcast here, this episode, centered around recruiting with the transfer portal and with high school, but just a collective breath. Everybody just kind of take a step back and see what happens Friday. You go 9-3, you see where you're ranked at in the College Football Playoff this week, and then you go from there. That's all you can do. So I think that that's one thing to really think about as this kind of era turns over, where, you know, Jackson Dart will be gone. Everything is starting to kind of reset. You're going to have to replace a lot on the defensive line. You're going to have to replace a lot up front on both sides of the ball. You're going to have to replace a lot in the secondary. Going to have to reload at certain positions. You know, Jordan Watkins, Trey Harris, those guys are going to be gone. I think that you can look at the track record and look at what Lane Kiffin has done in the portal and realize that, hey, you know, it's not like this is the only chance Ole Miss ever had at the College Football Playoff, especially with the field expanding, and I think it will. This wasn't your lone shot. There will always be a chance with Lane Kiffin as the head coach because of the portal and because of how effective he can be finding players to piece together. And, oh, by the way, you pretty much have the heir apparent Austin Simmons waiting in the wings to get going. So it's kind of my thing here, Ole Miss fans. Just take a breath and see what happens on Friday. And then you got 2 weeks to see if you can slip into that field of 12 for the College Football Playoff. So, again, thanks to College Corner. Go check them out, collegecornerstore.com. Thanks to Roback, Home Field Apparel, USA Benefits Group. And all of you, the listeners, the viewers, everybody that subscribes to the Ole Miss Spirit, we appreciate you. Stay safe this week as you travel for the holidays, you travel for Thanksgiving. Enjoy time with your family and friends. And if you're going to the game on Friday, be safe getting there. And bundle up. I think it's going to be a little chilly. But appreciate everybody tuning in. That is going to do it for this edition of the Flagship. And we will talk to y'all later this week on Hit That Line. And also be sure to check us out on the Ole Miss Spirit Twitch stream this evening. So I'm Zach. Appreciate y'all tuning in. We out of here.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.